The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When the disciples saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Since we gathered last Sunday, I've been looking forward to this time in which we can gather today. Today we read the gospel story of the Great Commission, the final sending of Christ's apostles and disciples into the world. They are sent out to preach the gospel, we are told, to teach people about the things of God and Jesus Christ, and to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is known as the Great Commission. But let's not romanticize the moment. We are told that as some gathered at that mountain, that as they see the living Christ, we are told that indeed some doubted. Let's not romanticize the disciples. Disciples like Peter, who deny Christ three times as the rooster crows. Disciples like Judas, who sells Christ for 30 pieces of silver. They are human, like you and I. As they are sent out into the world, as they are told to proclaim the things of God, Christ knows that their journey will be difficult. History has shown us that many were martyred and killed, stoned, beaten, arrested, and imprisoned. Their journey was not an easy one. Their lives were not blissful. They were not well respected, they were not well regarded, and they were certainly not well paid. But nevertheless, we gather here 2,000 years later in a land that they could not even have known about, in a city that they had never heard of, and we gather under the name Jesus Christ. We baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We share in the same faith that they shared in. And thanks be to God, we share in the same Spirit that they shared in. Christ's last words to His followers are words of encouragement. Remember that I am with you till the end of the age. And how do we know that Christ is with us? Because of the Holy Spirit, the active force of God, the liberating force of God, the powerful force of God in our lives and community. We began this morning with a reading from Genesis, the Old Testament, the reading of creation, the how of creation. God speaks, and it is so. The light and darkness are separated. Water and land are separated. Life is created in the sea, on land, and yes, as humans. But the Bible has another story of creation, one that I cling to. This is the story of creation as recounted to us in the Gospel of John. It starts very similar to the one found in Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness did not overcome it. Life we are told, is light. The light of the gospel is truth. The light of the gospel is the true things of God. St. Paul says they are love, they are joy, they are peace, they are faith. These are the things that are to shine into the darkness. Our world is a dark place. As we gathered last Sunday, we had given to us a great commission of sorts. I ask you to endeavor with me in a week of prayer. I ask you to think contemplatively about how the Holy Spirit, about how God is active in your life. How are you being stirred? How are you being forgiven? How are you being blessed, nurtured, empowered, strengthened? You name it. And I've asked that you come here today to proclaim it, to own it, to give God the glory, to recognize it, to shine your light into the darkness of the world. A world that uses darkness as a weapon. A world that tells us we're insignificant. A world that tells us these things of God, peace, joy, faith, love, don't really matter. That the important things are found in wealth, in prestige, in power. I've asked that we come today to shine light into the darkness. I have had a soul-stirring week. I wondered how God would be active in my life this week. And God's been active in my life this week through you. I've received phone calls, emails, people have stopped into my office to recount and claim the great things that God is doing. How they have gone through troubling situations, how they've received healing, knowledge, insight, blessing, support, you name it. But they also say that they're scared. They don't know if they can talk about it. Because that's the darkness. The darkness tells us, not really what they hear what we think. The darkness of the world tells us to worry about what people will think of us. The darkness of the world tells us that it's better just to sit down and shut up than stand up and speak out. But we have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. A Spirit that brings light into our lives. A Spirit that calls us, as Christ did to His followers, to bring the light of God into the world. To defeat the darkness. The darkness of pride. The darkness of self-esteem. The darkness of wealth, of vanity, of fear, you name it. Anything that keeps you down. Anything that keeps you quiet. Anything that keeps you feeling less than. Or not as good as. Or not as important as. Or not as respected as, is darkness. Because those things aren't of God. God didn't come into the world to save the important people. God didn't come into the world to save the wealthy people. God didn't come into the world to save the beautiful people, the strong people, the talented people, the respected people. God came into the world to save people. All of us, His children, created in His image, life breathed into us, the Holy Spirit active in, with, and around us. We are God's people. We have come like Christ before us today to testify to the light, to overcome the darkness, to give God the glory. And now I'm going to sit down. And I invite you forward as you are called. And today might not be your day. I respect that. I understand that. I certainly have those days. Hopefully you're inspired by the words of others. But know that someday will be your day. That you will have the opportunity to speak of God. To tell the story of Christ. And I pray on that day that you shine the light of your life into the darkness. Amen.